number 10,038, John and Cheryl Davidson, east of Road 318A, being Lot B, a variance from the side yard setback requirements.
Name and address.
John Davidson, 30281 Holly Mountain Road in Millsboro.
All right, Mr. Davidson, do you swear from the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, all the truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Good evening, sir.
Hi.
You explained to the board your request for this 3.2 variance from your...
I was asking for a variance on a side yard setback. This is a house I moved out by Cabbage Corner, and I'm the one that placed it on the lot. I went by the survey stakes that I found on the lot, and then I had somebody interested in buying the house, and so I, in the process of selling it, I asked the surveyor to come in and do a new survey plotting the house, and there's a discrepancy between the old survey marks and the new ones, and it caused me a little problem, so I came up short on one side. You guys have a copy of the survey, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Did you add on to the house after you moved it?
I added a garage on the right-hand side, yes.
Because as it is, the house wouldn't fit on the lot to begin with.
Yes, it would.
You need 15 feet on each side.
Right. If you add up the if you add up all the measurements on the house, it fits.
Well, this survey showing it's 15.2 feet on the opposing side. So if you're asking for a 3.2 foot variance.
With the garage on it, though.
That's with the garage on it, right?
They told me to ask for a larger variance because of the air conditioning, the heat pump unit that's on the left-hand side.
Right.
To cover that, I think that's allowed to set 3 feet, I think, into the setback.
Okay.
I was just asking for like 6 inches, but they told me to go ahead and ask for to cover that air conditioner unit.
Okay.
Because if you look at the right-hand side, I got 2 tenths extra, and on the left, I'm 6 tenths short.
So you're actually 11.8 when you put that with that air conditioning duct on that side, right?
It sticks out about 26 inches, I think, is what it was sticking out. But
okay.
When we filed the application, they told me to ask for a little more just to cover that.
And that's on the back corner of the house?
That's on the left side, that unit. That's what that little mark on the left-hand side is, on the 14.4.
Yeah.
That's where the heat pump is.
Okay. So actually, this is with your garage attached with it, the request that you're after. Because if it did fit the lot.
Yeah, it did fit the lot.
Okay, sir. Okay, are there any further questions? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
And Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing them, I'll entertain a motion. Second call.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that we approve case number 10,038. I don't believe it will alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and I believe it would enable reasonable use of the property.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 10,038. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you.
For 3.2 variance.